When you hear the name Cole Younger, you probably think of an outlaw holding up banks and living a life of crime. That story is true in part, but what you may not know is a second chapter in his life, a chapter told here in the town where he's buried. It's part of our Best of 2023 series, and it's next on The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Many have heard the name Cole Younger. We know him as an outlaw, which is true in part.
Cole was part of an upper middle class family that lived in this area. His father was killed, thought to be a Southern sympathizer. He was actually very pro-Union, and his mother's home was burned.
Sue Hart is a volunteer at the Lee Summit History Museum.
So Cole and some of his brothers started running with Quantrill to avenge what had happened to their family. Once you've lived that life of crime, you can't suddenly say, okay, now I'm a good guy. And so after the war, he started running with the James Gang.
Younger's crimes did catch up with him, but once caught, he made a change in his life.
He was caught for robbing a bank in Minnesota and served 25 years in prison up there. After that, he came back and became an upright citizen in Lee Summit again. He lived with his niece.
East Coast newspapers interviewed the former outlaw, now living in Lee Summit, Missouri, to discuss the turnabout in his life. His change of focus seemed to be his new mission for life.
He wrote a book on what life had taught him. He joined the local Christian church, and he actually mentored some young men after he came back and how not to live a life of crime, and traveled and lectured in his later years.
Younger and other members of his family are buried here in this city, a place where he worked to make amends and steer others from a path he had taken in his younger years. Traveling the countryside in Lee Summit, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.